Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Somebody, a bit of a boast coming in from one of our listeners on the last item. Walked the 26-mile marathon at the age of 66. No bother to me. And I have the medal to prove it from 2016. Now, on to the weather. It looks like good news for people who are in need of some dry weather this week and this evening. There's also a chance to see the Northern Lights. And to tell us more about this, I'm joined now by Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Colm.
The forecast for the week ahead, drier. So, I mean, we've heard how wet the months have been up till now. Good for farmers?
Yes, they've had a good spell. It has helped improve ground conditions a lot. There's been a lot of crop sowed, thankfully, a lot of animals out, and even some silage being cut at the moment in the last day or two. So certainly an improving situation after a very, very difficult situation.
All right. And what's the weather looking like into next week? It was due to be good up to the weekend, but has that been extended?
No, not really, I'm afraid. So it does look like you want to make the most of the sunshine today and tomorrow and into Sunday as well, because low pressure system returned, some heavy showers even by Sunday afternoon, possibly thundery, and then very unsettled for Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. It does look a little bit uncertain how long that low pressure will hang around next week. So, you know, it could stay maybe into Thursday, but I'm hopeful that things will start to pick up again towards the end of next week.
And tell us about the Northern Lights, because it's not, I mean, the weather is nice, it is dry, but it's quite cloudy. Is that going to affect the ability to see the Northern Lights?
Well, there's a lot of clear spells tonight, especially. Some areas tomorrow night, especially possibly in the east. But the solar activity has been a very, very high level, not seen in many years. The number of solar flares coming off of sunspot, very active sunspot activity on the sun, which creates these CMEs that some of them come towards Earth, and the ones that do then can create the Northern Lights. It's a lot of different variables, but it's been very intense. So there is a good chance of seeing some Northern Light activity tonight and tomorrow night, especially if you do manage to stay under those clear skies and you don't have fog, because fog could ruin it for a few areas. But it is a little bit later, obviously. The sunset is later and sunrise is earlier, so the window is shorter, but still, given the intensity of the solar activity, it could be a very good chance to see the Northern Lights over Ireland.
Right, better chance seeing it out the country and from potentially high ground, is it, than the further north in the country you go, the better?
Yeah, away from lights, and you need to let your eyes adjust or use your phone camera, let it get really set, stable. If you have a tripod, that's the best way to do it, or prop it up against something, let it get into long exposure mode, because very often over Ireland you won't see it with the naked eye, but you will be able to take a photograph of it with your smartphone. And obviously the further north, the better the chance. And if you are in an area that has fog, then yeah, getting up the mountain is your best chance to be able to get above that fog.
Okay, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Thanks very much for that. We'll be back after this with The Gathering.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.